This is Rhode Island Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Chuck Hinman in Providence. Longtime anti-poverty advocate Henry Shelton has died at the age of 86. He was a memorable figure known from the State House to the streets of South Providence. Rhode Island Public Radio's Scott McKay joins us now to talk about Shelton's life and what his death means for the George Wiley Center, the organization he ran for more than three decades. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning, Chuck.
So what made Henry Shelton such an institution as a community organizer, as advocating for the poor and struggling Rhode Islanders?
I think the one thing about Henry Shelton was that he was relentless. He never gave up. Henry Shelton was a thorn in the side of those who had and a voice for the voiceless in this state for so long that beyond the memories of most young people, and certainly a man who was always there on the side of working people, poor people, the oppressed. He was a man of justice, and he really, really valued the idea that you could empower people to change their own lives. And that, to me, is one of his finest legacies. It's with a real heavy heart that we lay Henry to rest, because he was a one-of-a-kind, inimitable man.
Tell us a little bit about Shelton's background. He started out as a Catholic priest.
Yes, he did. And I think, of course, he left the priesthood when he got married to his wife, Carol, who was a nun. And I always thought that his religion really informed who he was and what he was about.
And he was very effective, in addition to being relentless.
Yes, what he was very good at was pricking the conscience of the people he was opposing. He would go to a rally or a hearing with these big utility executives, and he was telling them and telling the press, look, you know, you're shutting off poor people's heat in the winter when they can't afford it. Now you go home to your nice house, you're warm, you don't have this problem. Same with reporters. He would always say to press people, you know, you've got to understand that you've got to expose this and get this out there. This is your fight, too. He always tried to appeal to the conscience of even his opponents.
Shelton retired just this summer after 30-plus years running the George Wiley Center. Now, he'd been having some health problems for several years, including a debilitating stroke. What happens now for this organization?
Well, Henry set a template for these folks, and I think they'll continue on. But for years, he and his followers were almost a one-man band in this state. Nowadays, we do have organizations like the Economic Progress Institute, started years ago as the Poverty Institute by Nancy Gewirtz, Linda Katz, people like that, who actually were Henry's followers in a lot of ways. And so I think that he raised the consciousness in this state for people who are poor and oppressed, and I think that people are going to follow through on his message.
So as you look around Rhode Island now and talk to Shelton's family and colleagues, what do you see as maybe the most lasting impact that Henry Shelton leaves behind?
I think what he leaves behind is the sense of empowering people. Henry was an interesting community organizer. A lot of folks are, believe it or not, they're in it for themselves. They have an ego. Sometimes they use community organizing to get into politics. Henry wasn't like that at all. What he wanted was to have other people lead. He wanted to empower poor people so they'd go out to vote, so they'd protest, so that they would take their own lives and try to move the system through that.
You know, all of us who've been in the news business in this state for any length of time knew Henry Shelton. You certainly did. How are you going to remember him?
Well, you know, I'll just remember him as a selfless man. You know, you looked at Henry and you saw the sweater that was full of moth-eaten holes. You saw the ill-fitting toupee, the handwritten press releases. This guy was just someone who never gave up, who was always there. He was consistent. He was no longer a priest, but he never left the church. He also was someone who had a sense of humor. He was the biggest Boston Red Sox fan you'd ever see. And right up until he got sick, he was out there playing softball. He was a relentless baseball fan.
Scott McKay, thanks for sharing your memories of Henry Shelton, a leading advocate for the poor and for working people. He died Wednesday night at the age of 86.